Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Bishop back on the show. Chris has become one of our great Brain Trust members in a very short period of time. He was a corporate guy for many years. He was a rock star, touring, global, serious musician rock star for many years. And then he went out on his own and a great jingle writer. The Kit Kat, Give Me a Break jingle, that's his. It belongs to his. He's still cashing that check every month. And we're so glad we got to know him because he's become one of the great technology experts and an outstanding futurist. He's our good friend, Chris Bishop. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Delighted to be here. My first show with you of the new year. Happy New Year.
It's good to have you back. Yeah, you too. So I have a true confession here, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't like to ever have any opportunity for anybody to call me a Luddite. I mean, I was on a computer the first time in 1975. I had a Xerox PC in 1979. I had one of the first Macintoshes. You know, I was using PageMaker 1.0. I had a Hayes Baud modem in 86, right? So I'm not exactly a Luddite, but.
Uh-huh.
I've never used augmented reality or VR, AR or VR. I've never used either one of those. So does that make me a Luddite?
No, but we should remedy that ASAP for sure, man.
So tell them what an AR is and VR. So, AR and VR, just for the moment. We're going to talk about AR, folks, mostly. But tell us about the difference.
Well, so AR, I mean, again, the problem with acronyms is they can mean a lot of different things. But AR and VR stand for... AR is augmented reality, and VR is virtual reality. So augmented reality is the overlay of data on sort of the real world, meaning they're glasses like Google Glass. I'm sure some of your listeners have heard of Google Glass, right, which is went away and is now coming back in a kind of an industrial form.
It kind of flopped, didn't it?
It kind of flopped because it was kind of early on, and it didn't do that much, and... There were sort of privacy issues.
Was it ahead of the market?
I think it was ahead of the market, yeah. There wasn't really, like, an addressable opportunity, if you will, at the time. This is, because we're going back, like, 2 or 3 years.
Out here on Main Street, we call that being on the bleeding edge.
Yeah, for sure. They were, you know, one of the beauties of Google is that they have not only the ambition and interest and talent, but the funding to underwrite bleeding-edge kinds of stuff.
I mean, they sure got
Google X is their whole – they're called moonshots, right? Stuff that may or may not be monetizable at some point. But so that's AR, augmented reality. And the main players are Microsoft, who has a tool called HoloLens. And there was a great company called Meta that's, I think, been on pause for a while. But there are other companies that make these sort of smart glasses. Again, you look through it. Like, you look at a building, and it'll tell you, you know, who the architect was and when it was built and what companies are housed there and what kind of stone the building is made of and how tall it is and a little bit of the history of the building. And
So the information is coming to you through the maps, through the lens recognizes what's in front of you and goes back into the bowels of Google and says, okay, that's the Anderson Building at the corner of Broad and Johnson and it pulls all that up. The building's not telling you anything, but the AR is recognizing what's in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not creepy at all, is it?
No, I think it's very cool. I think it's really great. I mean, imagine going. There are companies actually that do it. You go to a city and. You can, you know, in theory, rent a pair of these glasses and put them on and walk around and and get information about where you are, especially like in a foreign country or where you don't speak the language or whatever.
So when you're in an art museum, you put one of these on instead of hanging that that silly thing around your head, right? Around your neck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the little the headset or whatever.
This the recorder little, thing, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. The beauty of it is you can look through it, right?
And, VR modifies reality.
Yeah.
AR includes you in reality in what's in front of you. VR creates a whole new world, right?
Yeah. So VR is virtual reality, and that's like the goggles that you've seen that look like kind of oversized ski goggles. Or
right.
A friend of mine says it's like putting a toaster on your face.
So you can walk around with AR. You can't walk around with VR.
Well, you can't walk around with VR, but you got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
They make...
Not at my age, you don't, Chris. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Chris Bishop on Jim Blassie Game. We'll be right back. More mayhem to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.